coverage of the war?
Well, there is no press coverage of the war, really, except that Baghdad. People ask me why I'm not over there covering the war. Well, I have no ambition to spend the next 6 months or 6 years in a tent with no beer. You can't speak. You speak to a woman, you either get kicked out of the country or put in a Saudi jail. To drink anything at all, you know, the soldiers can't even drink. What a nightmare that has to be. So sit there in the desert and have to drink Coca-Cola constantly and worry about nerve gas.
What's the difference in being in Baghdad and being in Saigon?
Well, we have to take Baghdad separately from Saudi Arabia because the press corps, which is huge, of course, American, the world press is in Saudi Arabia, and they're limited to briefings and their rules. And if you step out of line, we're all guests over there of the Saudis. So we saw what happened to Bob Simon from CBS. He wandered off the straight and narrow and disappeared in the desert. And they say that the Iraqis have them, the CBS crew, but I believe that we have them. I think that the Green Bird, the SEALs took them away. No, you can't, all you can do, it's very frustrating to do that. I ran into it. I came from Saigon in terms of war coverage, and I saw it in Grenada the first, when they decided they had their old rules for coverage. And they decided that press coverage, loose lips sink ships, that sort of thing. And there is no coverage. You have to wait, and the generals will brief you. And there is an argument, I guess, that you can't conduct a war if everybody knows what missile has just come in. But out of Baghdad, here's Peter Arnett over there. CNN has turned journalism upside down with something called a four-line phone. Then the first night of the war, when Bernie Shaw and Holloman and Arnett were over there, Arnett is a hardball. He's really a serious war correspondent. He wouldn't leave. You know, so what? Kill me. I'm here to cover it. But what CNN had done was fly in a thing called a four-line phone. I called out to Atlanta right away saying, what the hell do you have? What kind of equipment? I want one of those. And Ed Turner, not Ted, but Ed, is a news president. First he said he denied that they had anything special. He said, I sent them 4,000 quarters. Nobody else could broadcast from Baghdad, but what they did was sent in what they called a four-line phone that you can walk around with. I have a cellular phone here somewhere. I was just driving down the road using it a minute ago. It's amazing. You can call anywhere. But what they had over there was a line where you have your own satellite. You are your own satellite, uplink. And everybody else had to wait for AT&T and lines and all that. But it's just a matter of equipment, about $500,000. And their little units, it cost about $50,000 apiece. You walk around and broadcast straight up in the air. And right back to Atlanta. It bounces. Technology. So that's Peter Blackstone in I think Jerusalem was congratulating Arnett and those people being in Baghdad for having the only free coverage. Everybody else was censored. It really is amazing. There's pictures of Arnett hunched over his goddamn little, you know, machine with the sensor. The sensor is hidden behind it. They need that machine. Their own machinery is destroyed. So as long as Peter is there with that four-line phone, they're going to keep it working until somebody else figures out how to work it. You know. All right, I'm talking too much here.